You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and I'm your host. Greetings to all the tribes of Israel who are the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, and Nordic peoples, our brothers and sisters around the world. The title of this message is The Origins of Democracy. You know, on my news show this week, I came upon a government list of the threats of extremist groups in America. It seems that the government is a little confused. And so I have made my own revised list of the threats to America. Let's take a look at this threat, these threats. It's really interesting that you can see that most of these things, most of these so-called threats that are on these lists, or on this particular list here, they shouldn't even be on there. I talked about the number one threat is sovereign citizens. And what is a sovereign citizen, ladies and gentlemen? Well, a king is a sovereign citizen. Or a queen. Or families with large amounts of money. But not only those people, all citizens in America were sovereign citizens. Until these welfare programs came along, these social programs, socialist programs, like the government benefits programs, like Social Security, welfare, etc. A lot of these came along when America stopped being sovereign citizens, was probably around the time of about 1929. And even before that as well, when they made Jews and Negroes citizens. Now, in 1929, we know that we had the big stock market crash that was orchestrated by the Jews. And this put a great many people into poverty and transferred all kinds of wealth out of the hands of the seed of Jacob into the hands of the Jew. Therefore, there was poverty and there were people starving, yet there were warehouses full of food at the same time. But I'm not going to get into all that at this moment. All I'll tell you is that once you go to get a Social Security card or any of those things, a driver's license. See, the reason why people went and got Social Security cards was because their parents told them you had to in order to get a job. But that wasn't true. And then they told them you need to go get a license to drive on the roads. But that wasn't true. So sovereign citizens are people who are the king of their own castle. They don't rely on governmental programs to keep them alive. They might rely on Yahweh God. They might rely on themselves. They don't want to be participating in this encroaching federal government, which we don't need in the first place. It has become a liability rather than an asset. It has overstepped its boundaries, like the founding fathers knew it would. So a sovereign citizen is not a threat to anybody but the Jew and the Jew's tax system. You see, sovereign citizens would no longer be, if say, for instance, you go to get a driver's license, right? And they ask you, are you a citizen of the United States? Well, if you answer yes, that means, yes, I subscribe to the United States. I have given up my sovereign citizenship and become a citizen of the corporation of the United States. You see, it's a corporation. The United States is a corporation, just like the city you live in is a corporation, just like the state you live in is a corporation. So sovereign citizens would only be a threat because they would no longer pay taxes to this despotic federal government, aka the Jew or Federal Reserve. Number two on the list, Islamic extremists, jihadists. Okay, this is the number two threat to America. Well, let's see. Who is it really a threat to and who brought them here? The Jew who pays our military sends them over to these countries and has them destroy lives, kill children, kill women, bomb houses and schools and hospitals and all kinds of dastardly deeds. Then the Jew, through his immigration programs, brings these people here to our country. Now they hate us vehemently. They already hated the Jew before, but now they even hate us almost more than the Jew. They always knew who the Jew was, unlike us in America or England or the white countries of the world. The people over in the Middle East know who the Jews are and what they are. They already hate them. So in reality, these Islamic extremists and jihadists can be a threat to the American people, but more of a threat to the Jew. So this is going to be a backfire in the Jew's face. Okay, number third on the list, number three, the militia, the patriot. This is a threat to America? No, this is a protection to America. The militia is a very necessary organization. All around, every state should have a militia. If China came onto our soil or some other country came onto our soil, the militia and the patriot would be very important to America. Why are they calling this a threat to America? Because it's a threat to the Jew who runs the government through the Federal Reserve. See, the government is like, it's an invisible government. You see, there's the visible part, and then there's the Jew, which is the invisible part, just like it works with Freemasonry. So two of these already shouldn't even be on the list. And Islamic extremists and jihadists, well, I suppose it should be on the list, but let's go to number four. Racist skinheads. You know, that's laughable. Racist skinheads. When you see these people going down the street and doing one of their little marches or whatever they do, take a good look next time. Most of them are Jews. This is a spoof on you, ladies and gentlemen. And racist skinheads are not even, shouldn't even be on the list because it's a joke. Neo-Nazis, number five. Do you know who is the head of the Nazi Party in America? A Jew. Do you know who was the head of the Nazi Party before him? A Jew. Do you know who was the head of the Nazi Party before him? A Jew. Another joke on you. Number six, extreme animal rightists. Now, these people are a little bit, they're a small threat. Very small threat. Now, if you're a woman who likes to have a nice fur coat, and you have every right to, because that's what Yahweh gave us these animals for, was to keep us warm through the winters. And we are supposed to be having these fur coats. But these extreme animal rightists may spray paint your coat. Ooh, that's an extreme threat to America. Yeah. So basically, they're a little kooky, but I don't think that they are much of a threat. Okay, next on the list, extreme environmentalists. Here's a viable one here. These people, this is a religion. And these people will go to heavy-duty extremes. It's so full of hypocrisy, though, that they'd blow up the whole world to save the environment. It's just so stupid. It's just ridiculous to the, you know. It rivals the Jews' hypocrisy. And as I have coined the phrase, hypocrisy is the beacon of the Jews. Now, let's move along on the list, ladies and gentlemen. The Ku Klux Klan. Oh, yes, this is a super big threat in America. Oh, yeah. Now, what about the Ku Klux Klan? Started by the Knights of the Golden Circle, Freemasonry. However, not all Ku Klux Klan is Ku Klux Klan. You also have Jew Klux Klan. Anybody can put on one of these robes and make one of these robes and hoods and put it on and go out and do any kind of deed they want and claim that they're the Ku Klux Klan. It's another joke on you, the American people. The Ku Klux Klan is no threat to America. Just that's off the list too. Next, left-wing revolutionaries. These would be Jews. These would be Chavez Goy race traitors. You know, the ones that hate their own race, that would help any race but their own. So these would be Jews, communist Jews, Marxists. They are this is a viable threat to America. Absolutely. A viable threat. And this would be people like the blacks and all kinds of people that are trying to destroy this country. Absolute threat. Okay, let's move on to extreme anti-abortion. Well, Yahweh does not want us to kill our children. He wants us to have our children. So you should be anti-abortion if you're pro-Yahweh. And you should be pro-Yahweh. About extreme, I don't know. But who are these extreme anti-abortion people a threat to? Why? The Jew. Because most of these doctors that work in the abortion clinics are Jews. You see, they take the blood. They sell tissue, skin, organs, all kinds of things. So these extreme anti-abortionists, so-called extreme, are only a threat to the Jewish abortionists. and a threat to their money-making venture. Oh, I could say a lot more about this. You see, they need the blood. They use the Red Cross as a blood bank. That's a Jewish blood bank. They need that blood. Why do they need the blood? Why have they done ritual murder sacrifice and taken the blood and passed it around amongst themselves? The Jews I'm talking about. This has been done for thousands of years. And they're still doing it today. Their bone marrow does not have the life force in it. That's why they need to race mix. Go back to my first show, Are You Blessing Vampires? You will be revealed the truth of why the Jews have to race mix and why they do ritual blood murder sacrifice and why they would want to keep on having blood banks like the Red Cross, etc. You think I'm joking you? Look into it. I'm not just talking off the top of my head. These are facts. The next threat, black nationalists. Well, yes, the black nationalists are a threat to this country. And no, also the black people are a threat to this country as well. They don't belong in this country. They don't want to live in this country. They don't want to assimilate in the culture. They hate us people because the Jews have made them hate us. They've become communist because of the Jews. The Jews have destroyed the black people. How have they done that? They've taught them to hate. They were not a hateful people. They've taught them to hate. They've taught them to kill. They've used this black rap music to poison the children's minds. The blacks were not like this before the Jews got a hold of them. Next on the list, extreme anti-tax. I love these words, extreme. Well, who does this threaten? Does this threaten the United States? No, this threatens the Jewish tax system. This threatens the Federal Reserve and the private corporation called the IRS. You see, we all should be anti-tax because a direct tax on the people is illegal according to the Constitution. Yet it is happening and has been happening since 1913. I think they actually passed that law, but FDR really brought it into fruition during the war. And what had happened was they made a federal tax thing that they said would just go to the end of the war. So they put a tax on the people, and you had to file your federal tax return, and it was supposed to end at the end of the war. Yet somehow they forgot to remind the people that it ended, and people kept putting in their federal returns. You see, they did this through Hollywood. The Jews always use their media and Hollywood and everything, the government and all these things too. There's no need for this tax, number one. There's a black budget in the United States every year that has at least $4 trillion in it. You and I as citizens of the United States, even though we're supposed to be sovereign citizens, we should all be getting a check at least once a month with our share. We wouldn't even have to go to work. But the Jew will not allow that. This country is rich. Rich in oil. Rich in minerals. It was rich in industry. It was rich in products, fruits, all kinds of things. The Jew has destroyed a lot of that. But if we received our share of it, we wouldn't have to be living the way we're living now, day to day, week to week. Next one. Extreme anti-immigration. Well, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, who would want to bring in criminals and the bottom of the barrel from all nations of the world into their country? Who in their right mind would do something so stupid? Let me bring you back to the Islamic extremists, jihadists. You see, the common sense of our so-called federal government who compiled this list goes out and makes enemies all over the world because they are mercenaries, our military, Shabazz Goy military, who would kill even us. Goes out and makes enemies for this country for a few shekels. I mean, they don't even get paid that much. And then they get screwed on the other end when they come back because the Jew has never intended to go through with the deal that they're paying the mercenary military. So they go over there and make all these enemies, and then they bring them into our country because they are trying to start World War III between the Christians and the Muslims. Now, when the Jews, this is one of the reasons the Jews are bringing a lot of these people into all the countries of the world, is because they'll get them to aggravate the Christians to the point where we've had enough, and then we'll go to war and kill each other. While the Jew sits back and laughs, as he always has, he makes his money, watches his two biggest enemies of the world kill each other off, and then he cleans up at the end in the dough. So anyway, nobody in their right mind would go out and bomb countries in the Middle East and then bring their people into their country because you're bringing fresh-made enemies into your country that would be a threat. Where is the common sense? There is no common sense. They know exactly what they're doing. They're doing this deliberately. However, as I've said, these Islamic extremists and jihadists hated the Jew long before they hated white boys. And they will go after the Jew in all these white countries. It's just a matter of time. It's like I said, Obama was talking about making a database of all Americans who are racists. But then again, they've said that all white people are racist. So it would be a database of every white person in this country so that the blacks could come and get us. However, what the Islamic people should do is make a list of where all the Jews live in all our countries so they know where to go to get them. See, I'm not threatening anybody. These Muslims want to know where these Jews live so they can compile their own database of where they live in all of our countries, and then they can go get them finally. They ran out of Sweden for this very reason, and they're running out of France for this very reason, and they're going to run out of America shortly for this very reason. That's why I believe that the ADL head there, he stepped down, and so did a fellow from one of the other JDL or whatever organizations, they know what's coming. you know, Foxman. He all of a sudden is stepping down. He knows what's coming. So next on the list, well, guess who's next on the list? Christian Identity. Now, I was told by Eli James that back in 1999, Christian Identity was the number one threat to America. Now, Christian Identity shouldn't even be on this list. Like most of this list shouldn't, none of these people should be on here. There's only a few that should be on. Christian Identity has not been a threat to anybody at any time, has done nothing extreme, has done. Who is Christian Identity a threat to? Again, ladies and gentlemen, it's a threat to the Jews, because Christian Identity teaches that the Caucasian race is the true Israel of the Bible, the true seed of Jacob. You see, the Caucasian people came over the Caucasus Mountains and inhabited Europe and eventually America. And that's what Christian Identity teaches. And it teaches two seed line that there, back in Genesis 3:15, God told the serpent and the woman, who is identified as Israel, that they would be at enmity with one another, at war. And they, the two seed lines, have been at war ever since. And still today, it rages on. The seed line of the serpent and the seed line of Jacob, who became Israel. Changed his name to Israel. Yahweh did that. And he had 12 sons that became the 12 tribes of Israel, who are still alive today and thriving today. And Yahweh hasn't lost them. They're not lost. The Jew is portraying themselves as the seed of Jacob, but they have nothing to do with Israel, and Israel is not a landmass, and they are just pretenders. In the same way that their father Halel, Satan, Lucifer, whatever you wish to call him, Apollyon, whatever you want to call him, he masquerades as an angel of light, as we've seen many times on this show already. Well, his children also masquerade as the children of light, as the seed of Jacob, yet they have never had anything to do with Israel. Way back when, Jacob's brother Esau, he was his brother, and that's about as close as it gets. But Esau was a race mixer, and race mixed so many times that he is no longer white. And I don't know how long it's going to take to get through to you people that the Jew is not white and that the whites are not Jews. I know they look like us. They race mix with us. I told you why they need to race mix with us. Again, go back to my first show. It's called Are You Blessing Vampires? It will explain to you what has gone on and why the Jews do what they do. So they are not part of the tribe of Judah or any other tribe. They are pretenders, liars. They are responsible for the blood shed from Abel to Zechariah, whom they slayed between the temple and the altar. And then they are guilty for all the bloodshed, all the abortions, all the wars bloodshed, what was done to the Germans after World War II, the horrible, horrible, horrible true Holocaust that was done and caused by Morgenthau, a Jew, and the Swedish Jew, who also has mulatto blood, Eisenhower. And then let's not forget about the bloodshed in Russia. Up to 100 million people killed in Russia. You see, they hate the tribe of Judah so bad that they've tried to wipe it off the map. Go see a book called Germany Must Perish. I will be reading that on my show in the future, Yahweh willing. You will see how filthy these people are. So Christian identity is no threat to America at all. Not even a small threat. Shouldn't be on the list. The only reason it's on the list is because of the Jews, because of people like the ADL, who is out to try to destroy Christianity, the Southern Poverty Law Center. These are terrorist organizations. And I mean literal terrorist organizations. The JDL is responsible for the first terrorist acts on American soil. The Jewish Defense League. Oh, yes, it's true. Next on the list, idiosyncratic sectarians. Well, I'm not sure who they are, but I believe we all should be segregated. I believe that we should not have to live with people we don't want to have to live with. We didn't ask to bring them here. The Jews brought them here as slaves and sold them here as slaves to mostly blacks and other Jews. Very few white people were slave owners. We never wanted them here. We still don't want them here. And they don't want to be here. They are very, very angry and upset and don't want to be here. They don't want to be forced to live with us any more than we want to be forced to live with them. Never mind pay for everything that they eat, pay for their living quarters, and on and on and on it goes. We don't need that. It's time they stand up as a race, the black race. It's time they stand up and be men. Go back home to their own country and straighten out those countries over there on the African continent and leave Whitey alone at the bottom of the continent, because that was Whitey's land. Nobody was using that land at all. No blacks were down there. It's not Whitey's responsibility to try to bring the black race up to par. It never will happen that way, because we've done that in Haiti. We've done it in South Africa. We've done it in America and all across Europe and the world. And all they do is fall right back into tribal mentality. Some things are just meant to be the way they are. Yahweh made them that way. Why are you fighting it? Millennial doomsday cults is next on the list. How is that a threat to America? How many millennial doomsday cults are there that they would even be constituted as a threat? You've heard of Jonestown. No, not Alex Jones, the Jonestown Massacre. This is a different Jonestown Massacre. How is that a threat to America? It wasn't even done in America. And last on the list, reconstructed traditions. Ah, very interesting. You see, those must be white people that want to bring back the white traditions in America. I don't know anything about this organization or organizations, but right away, reconstructed traditions would mean that they want to bring back the right ways, the old ways, the ways that have worked for thousands of years. So that would be a threat to the Jews as well. Why would that be a threat to the Jews? Because only their traditions matter. White man's traditions don't matter to the Jews. Okay, so let's go to my revised list. David's revised list of threats to America. Now we're going to get the real threats to America, ladies and gentlemen. Now you're going to see what a real list is comprised, what comprises a real list of threats to America. You're going to be surprised. What do you think the number one threat is? I'm going to pause for a second. What do you think possibly would be the number one threat to America? Okay, it's the Jews. The Jews are not only the number one threat to America, but the number one threat to the whole world. The biggest thing that we've done that dooms this world is the fact that they have the Dimona plant in Israel. You know, the fake Israel. These people are mentally ill. These people will press the button and destroy the whole world. These people are not capable of having nuclear weapons. This was a big mistake on the world's part. And I think Iran should have nuclear weapons. I think all countries should have them now. Because the only one that would be irresponsible enough to press that button would be the Jews. You say, oh, but America did it. Yes, the Jew Harry Truman did it. And the Jews were responsible for that. Even though there's no such thing as Christians out of the Caucasian race, Nagasaki and Hiroshima were so-called Christian areas. Did you know that, ladies and gentlemen? These despicable Jews are the only ones that would ever press that button. The Negroes might, if they, I don't think they should have anything. They shouldn't have guns. They shouldn't have any kind of weapons except their spears on their continent. They're not capable of responsibility for something that big. You say, oh, that's not true, we're all equal. Well, you keep on believing stupid nonsense like that. See where it gets you. You'll be equal in under 6 feet of ground. You know, just because a baboon can beat you to death, that doesn't make him equal with you. Just because an elephant can trounce you under its under its feet doesn't make you equal, make the elephant equal with you. There's much more to a man than just fighting. There's much more that comprises the makeup of a man than fighting. Because most men don't fight very much, so they're not very good at it, because you have to do it all the time in order to be good at it. But there's plenty of the seed of Jacob that are great at it. We're the best of the best. The thing is, we don't do it very often. Do you think that's by chance? We should all be skilled in the art of warfare, because what's coming on us now requires it more than it ever has. So the number one threat to America and the world is the Jews. I don't want to hear anything about anti-Semitic. I told you already that the Jews are not Shemitic people. They are not white people. The Caucasian people are Shemitic people, and so are the seed of Ishmael, who have not race mixed. So the Caucasian people who have not race mixed, that are pure Caucasian, and the seed of Ishmael, who was the brother of Isaac. Those are the Shemitic people. The Jews are not Shemitic people. If they've race mixed with white people, they may have a little Shemitic blood in them for a generation. But it reverts back right after that. So, number two threat. The Federal Reserve Bank. Now, again, this is run by the Jews, always has been, instituted by the Jews, forced, instituted by the Jews. And this is why we go over. See, this is not the Federal Bank, Federal Reserve Bank is not only the number two threat to America, but it's the threat in all countries of the world. You see, we went into Iraq and Afghanistan, and now they have central banks. You know why they want to go into Iran? Because they don't have a central bank. Do you know why North Korea is an enemy? Because they don't have a central bank. They don't have the control mechanism. Remember, give me control over a nation's currency, and I care not who makes its laws. What that means is they wanted to get rid of the monarchies. This was always the Illuminati / Jews goal, because if you had a good monarch, and I've said this before, but I have to keep reminding you, we are living in the land of Manasseh, the forgetful people. If you had a good king, it was much harder for the Jews to operate in that land. Now, if you had a king that didn't have enough money and was a scoundrel, the Jews could prosper much more. But with something like democracy, which is what America spreads throughout the world, it's much easier to control, because all you have to do is have the money to buy off all the politicians, the sellouts, the so-called Shabez Goy, white race traders, that will do anything for a few shekels and put their own race under a despotic government. See, they can't see the future. These men love gifts, as I have said in the past. So the number two threat is the Federal Reserve Bank to all countries of the world. By the way, Libya had no Federal Reserve Bank. The people there were living excellently under Gaddafi. They were paying very little for gasoline. They would be given $50,000 after they got married in order to buy a home, or it was something like they paid half of the home. I can't remember which it is. They also had free medical benefits. And if they needed to go to any other country in the world, it was paid for by the government. They also had lots of gold. They also, when they bought a car, half of it was paid by the government. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. So now those people are living like us, in a despotic government. The Jew turned that around and destroyed those people's lives. Now they have a central bank. Now do you see how wonderful our military is? See all the wonderful things we do to make people free? To make people free. With democracy. Do you know, democracy can only end up in one thing, a tyrannical, despotic slave house. Because once you can buy off both sides, all three parties, it doesn't matter who gets in, you're going to control the whole thing. You see, again, let me repeat it. Give me control over a nation's currency, and I care not who makes its laws. In other words, as long as the Jews have control over the money, the central bank, they can buy up anything. They made it so it couldn't be audited. The books couldn't be audited. They were never going to show where they spent this money. So they were able to go out and buy up everything. All the media, all the drug companies, and on and on and on and on it goes. And who cares what laws would be made by this democratic government? Because I care not who makes its laws, as long as I have control over the nation's currency. Do you understand? It makes the government null and void. It means it doesn't really matter what the government wants, who are the supposed representation of the people of the country. It means that those people have no loyalty to the people of the country whom they are supposed to represent. Their loyalty is now to the Jew who is paying them off, who knows what they've done in the background, what skeletons they have in their closet, so that at any time they could be embarrassed and removed, and the next sellout, Shabbos Goy, could be put in. Number three on the list, ladies and gentlemen, Freemasonry. Now, Freemasonry, I've already gone through a six-part series on this. I suggest you listen to it, and I suggest you listen to it more than once because it will show you how the countries of the world are controlled. This is a secondary underground organization to the government, which is the visible government, but the Federal Reserve is the invisible government, the Jews. And the Jews, as I have proven, run Freemasonry. So they are number third threat. They're a number third threat worldwide as well. All of these have something in common. The Jews run them so far. And you'll find out that everything on this list is run by the Jews. It's all a big network. Number four, the Shabbos Goy sellouts. The world is full of sellouts. White liberals, politicians, Marxists, revolutionists. These are all orchestrations of the Jew. Remember, fraternity, brotherhood, liberty. Liberty to do what? Or liberty from what? If I do repeat myself, ladies and gentlemen, you must forgive me. Liberty, equality, and fraternity. This is what Freemasonry in France, this came right out of the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. They said they'd use these stupid sayings to get the Shabbos Goy sellouts to cry these out worldwide. You especially hear that in France. Liberty, fraternity, etc. Equality. Equality for whom? You see, the Caucasian race has always been known as the primary race. In case you don't know this, all races other than the Caucasian race have always been known as sub-races. You say that's not true. Oh, yes, it is true. They always have been known as sub-races. The Jews, you don't believe me? I'll prove it to you right now. The Jews weren't allowed, or the Negroes weren't allowed, to have citizenship in the United States. Why? For a lot of reasons. But because they're sub-races. They're not equal to the Caucasian race. They're not equal to the seed of Jacob. They never have been, and they never will be. If that angers you, I can't help it. That's just the truth. Now, remember, you'll be calling me a white supremacist for saying such a thing. But this is the way God designed it. Yahweh designed it that way. When he made Adam, who Adam means able to blush, to be able to blush. Any race you can think of that's able to blush? Well, he brought Adam to tend the garden. This is Yahweh's wish. So if you wish to argue about that with me, who should be the primary race and who is supposed to take dominion over the other races of the earth, and who always has up until the time of Jacob's trouble, which we're in right now. Remember, you can argue with Yahweh about it. He brought us here to tend the garden. We have been a blessing to all nations. We are the woman, Israel. We are the seed line of Israel. We are the people that God put to be in charge of what goes on this planet. Whether you like it or whether you agree with it or not. I don't care what you agree with. I know what Yahweh wants. And the blacks had no problem with that. The Mexicans had no problem with that. All the Asians had no problem with that. Nobody had a problem with it until the Jews got out of their ghettos. And they put these ideas of equality in the minds of these other races. Because you got to understand what communism is. You're going to see that now that the level of living is going to go way down. You see, they knew that we were the primary race. And by the way, yes, you're going to call me a white supremacist, but let me let you know something. The Jews say that we are all equal, including all of you and all of us, but the Jews are the superior race. Just in case you don't know that. So while you're ready to scream at me and call me a racist and like I care anyway. Yeah, I really don't care what you think. You're going to call me a racist. You're going to call me a white supremacist. Well, that's not the idea. You see, we didn't walk around telling everybody we're white supremacists. We just took dominion over the earth as Yahweh had us. But the Jew does walk around and say that they are supreme over all the rest of us. They call us cattle. They call us bugs, insects, and everything else. And that includes you other sub-races that you think this is all so wonderful, what's happening in the world, that Whitey is going down and that the Jews, and you're going to help the Jews kill off the seed of Jacob, the true Israel of the Bible. All you're going to do is you're going to end up swallowed by the earth, because in Revelation 12, it talks about this. It says the devil let a flood out of his mouth, and it was sent out to persecute the woman. We are the woman. But what's going to happen is, this is Revelation 12:15. Look it up yourself, read it for yourself, and you will see what will happen to you if you keep persecuting the seed of Jacob, the white Caucasian race. You're going to find out what's going to happen to you. Revelation 12:15. The Jews taught you to do all these things. Remember, the Jews are not white. The Jews are Turco-Mongolian, and they are super race-mixed people. They have race-mixed with all the races for the reasons I have told you. Again, go back to Are You Blessing Vampires, the book by B.F. Jackson called The Mystery of the Serpent, and you will then understand why the Jews are doing what they're doing. So, if you continue, what it says in Revelation 12:15 is that the earth will swallow up the flood that came after the woman. The flood is all the flood is all these immigrants in all these countries coming into our country. They're coming to rape our women while we bless them, pay for their food, pay for their lodging, help them in every way we can. They bless us, or they curse us by killing us, by trying to change our culture, by raping our women, by making demands that are not realistic, by following the Jews. And what you're doing is you're being tested by Yahweh right now. All sub-races are being tested by Yahweh. The Jews are already cooked. We don't have to worry about that. They're just completing their sin. You see, they've sinned so much now, there's no turning back. And there never was a turning back for them anyway. They're known as the Edomites. Esau was an Edomite. So you races are being tested right now of your treatment of the woman. The seed of Abraham is this race, the seed of Jacob, the seed of Israel, the Caucasian race. We have been a blessing to all your nations, all the families of the world, until the Jew got a... You see, I know you're saying to yourself, oh, that's crazy, you bombed our country. The Jew has taken control at this time. The Jew is, through money, is paying our military. Now, I'm not making excuses. Those people are going to be very sorry for what they've done. That's why I call them Shabbos Goy race traders. You follow the Jew, whether you're seed of Jacob or your sub-race, you're screwed. Now, we've treated you good. We've brought blessings to you and your nations. We've been the most merciful countries in the world and have given and given and given to you, the other families. And in return, I want you to take a look what you're giving to us. You look at it as revenge because the Jew has taught you to look at it that way. But I want you to take an objective look, a realistic look. Can you forget your hate for me for a moment? I don't hate you. I don't hate the other races. I want you to live where you were supposed to live, though. I don't want to live with you. I don't hate you. And we as the seed of Jacob don't hate you. But you hate us. Can you put that hate aside for a moment? Just put it on the back burner. And take a look at what you're doing to us worldwide right now. And see if you think that you're going to end up on being blessed for this. I pause because in one way I feel very sorry for you. You're a victim of the Jews like everybody else is. However, you're being tested right now and you're failing. The seed of Jacob is in a lot of trouble itself. Never mind me even needing to talk to the other races of the world. My race is in a lot of trouble. But your races are in serious, serious trouble for what you're doing. You have returned evil for good. And let me tell you something. You are going to be very, very, very sorry for this. Yahweh is going to take care of it. You are being tested, and you are failing the test miserably. Next on the list, we're on number 5 now. The media. Yes, the media worldwide is a threat to America and a threat to all nations, all families of the world. Because the media is controlled by the Jews, 96% of the media, and they're trying to cause trouble in the 4% that they don't own. They're trying to get that up and own that too. And if they can't own it, they're trying to cause trouble. And they're aggravating the other 4% of the media. Because it's never enough for these people. Now think of it logically. All families of the earth, I'm speaking to all of you, should 2% of the population worldwide own 96% of the media, which means that you, the 98%, all of us, have no say in their 96% of the media. No real say. The only say you'll have is if you're a Shabbos Goy sellout or a liberal or a politician or a Marxist or a revolutionist or a musician or a Satanist or somebody that will go along with their policy and go along with what they want to be said. Otherwise, you have zero say in their media. Should that be allowed? Should 2% of the population own 96% of the media and shut the mouths of the rest of the world other than themselves? Should that be allowed? I mean, the answer is very simple. So that's why it is a major threat. It's a threat to your children. It's a threat to your future. It's a threat to your mind. It's a threat to your economy. It's a threat to your every aspect of every functioning organ in your society. The media is a threat to, because the media has a special function to expose corruption, to expose evil, to expose the wrongdoing, so that it keeps the other organs of the world in check. Number six. Threat to America, the education system. Filled up and lopped up with Jews and liberals and Shabbos Goy sellouts and it's Marxists and etc. Access to your children's minds, which means access to the future adults' minds, and so on and so on. Number seven, threat to America. The medical system. The medical system is the third largest killer in America. I can't speak for what it is in the world, but in America, it's the third largest killer. Did you hear me correctly? Read Eustace Mullen's book, Murder by Injection. This medical system is run by the Jews. The AMA was started by two Jew quacks. And Rockefeller started the going to school to become a doctor and everything. I could explain the whole thing to you, but I don't have the time. Read the book from Eustace Mullins, Murder by Injection. It's a good read. It's a necessary read. And it will give you the information you really need to know why they don't want to cure cancer. They will not cure cancer. They're out killing doctors right now that have found cures to autism, that have found cures to cancer. Cancer's big money. The medical system is big money. Yahweh has provided things in with herbs and all kinds of things, and with people that would be doing medicine through herbs and things like that are inexpensive. There's not much money to be made out of that. Well, the medical system doesn't like that. It's competition. They thrive and live on cancer. The Jew loves cancer. What they do is they get you on cancer, they get you all cancered up, and then they take you into the hospital and they drain your bank account that you saved your whole life. They love autism. They love all these diseases that we have that are unnecessary. If you see the German film I always talk about called The Eternal Jew, you will see it said right in that movie, the very thing I just said to you right now, is that they live off the sickness of others. Nobody, no other race in this whole world but the Jew would have turned an act of kindness, healing somebody, which is the most supposed to be a most loving and caring thing, into a business. Nobody but the Jew would do that. Do you think that 2% of the people should run the medical system? Do you think that mankind, that Yahweh would not give us healings for all these things that come along? Do you realize without the Jew in your country, what would happen? Not only would your bodies heal, not only would your minds heal, because that psychology and everything was created by the Jew. It's a bunch of crapola. Another link to the pharmaceutical industry, which we'll talk about next. Not only would your body heal, not only would your minds heal, not only would your children heal, not only would your problems go away, many of them, not only would your country heal, not only would the economy heal, just plain everything would begin to go in the other direction, the direction that you never see happening. You see that week after week after week, if I asked you the question, is it getting better in America? You'd say no. And if I asked you 2 weeks from then or a month from then, is it getting better in America? No. And it never will until you get rid of this parasite. Just remember that Hitler, the Germans were the bottom economy after World War I in Europe. And within 3 to 4 years, Hitler turned them around to being the top economy in Europe. He got the parasite out of his country. And he turned around all these things. There were no more welfare system. There was no more homosexuality. There was no more any of this nonsense allowed. And everything began to heal. Everybody went back to work. The people that had their businesses stolen from them by the Jews received their businesses back, and Germany thrived. The key to straightening your country, your lives, the world's problems, is to put these Jews to trial and hang them. I promise you that. Now you're calling me Hitler and like I care what you call me. The proof of the pudding is in the eating or the tasting, ladies and gentlemen. We must remember. We must begin to look deep into history and find out where it went wrong all those other times and what or whom caused it. I know who it is, but maybe you don't believe me. Maybe you better check out for yourself if I'm telling you the truth. After all, I'm a white supremacist and a hater. Oh, yes, I hate people. And only because I stand up for my race am I a hater and a white supremacist. Otherwise, I'm really none of these things. But, and I still am none of these things, but it's the labels that the Jew wishes to place upon me or other people that speak the way we do. You see, anybody that speaks the truth is a threat to the Jews and their empire. So therefore, they've taught you to call us what they wish you to call us. See, if, let me speak to you, other races of the world. Within the last 150 years, my race has gone down by two-thirds. If that was your race, would you be concerned? Of course you would. And you would have every right to be concerned. And you should stand up for your race. And you should care about your race. Yahweh made our races pure. The Jews and the devils corrupted. You should not be race mixing. You should take care of your race. You should care about your race. Race matters. Yes, race matters. Yes, race matters. And you know, if I keep on saying these words like race and everything, although your mind has been poisoned by the Jew and they have programmed your mind to believe that anybody that cares about their race, especially a white man, is a white supremacist and a hater. See, if I care about my race, that means I hate all the other races. That's not true. Who said that's true? And you just automatically believe it. Haven't you ever thought of that before? You just automatically believe it because you hate us. I know you hate us because you've been taught to hate us by the Jews and by their media. And once you realize that, you may wish to turn that around because there's no real reason for you to hate us. You might be jealous of us, but you still shouldn't hate us. We don't hate you. Just because we don't want you to live with us doesn't mean we hate you. We're just not compatible. Our cultures are not compatible. If we want to see your culture, we'll go to your country. If you would have us there. But otherwise, we don't want your culture in our country. We want our culture. Shouldn't that be so? Do you want to get rid of Italy? Do you want to get rid of France? France with all the good food and all the wonderful places to visit. Do you want to just turn it into a garbage hole? See, multiculturalism really is when different people have their own space in the world and they have a chance for their culture to thrive. And each culture has a different, has different attributes and different wonderful things about them. If we all become the brown race, if we all become one, there will be no separate culture, no separate peoples, no separate blessings, no diversity, true diversity. You see, don't you understand that the way the Jew has us going is they talk about diversity because diversity means killing the white man. Notice how they're bringing you to the white people's countries. They're not bringing you to China. They're not bringing you to Africa. They're not bringing you to Iran. They're not bringing you to Iraq. They're not bringing you to Libya, etc. They're bringing you to our countries. See, you have to understand that if we all become the brown people and we all race mix and we all lose our culture, you've lost diversity. Do you understand that? Don't you, can't you see these things? So, again, the medical system, the medical business, only one race would make a business out of the health of the people of the world. And that is the Jew. And that is a fact. Being a nurse or a doctor is a sacrifice. Yahweh makes special people to do these jobs because it requires special people that care about other people, that genuinely want to heal other people, that genuinely want to see you get better and get out of the hospital, and they and see you continue on with your life. The medical system does not heal you. It does not plan on healing you, because the Jew does not wish you to be healed. The Jew wants you to be on the dole of the pharmaceutical industry. They want you to be on their drugs. They don't want to heal you. They want to maintain you. See, if you get healed, you don't need their pills anymore. If you get healed, you don't need their medical system. So they want to keep you just ill enough so that they can have you paralyzed by that for the rest of your lives. Doctors today don't heal. Teachers today do not teach. They indoctrinate. Policemen today don't protect. They enforce. Governments like America today are not an attribute, but a liability. They force freedom upon the world. Imagine being forced into freedom. Hey, you know what we're going to do? We'll go over to Iraq and bomb them back to the Stone Age because we want to make them free. And yes, we freed them from their bodies. You see, we bombed them and killed them, and that made them free from the body they were living in. What you really have done, America, Chavez Goy military soldier, is you have enslaved the world. And there's only a couple more countries, a few more countries to go, and you have reached your objective the Jews' objective. And what are you going to get for that? I mean, they'll have you kill us too. And I know you will. I know you will, white man, white, Chavez Goy military white man. I know you'll kill us. You'll kill your own people. You'll do anything that the Jew tells you to do. Won't you? But what are you going to get out of it? You're not even getting paid a real paycheck while you're in the military. I happen to know that. And when you get out, they're going to stiff you for money. And they're going to take your weapons away so you can't protect yourself. Then they'll have some Muslims coming to your house hassling you for killing them. And then you can go, if you need some nice medical benefits, you can go to those military hospitals where you'll be treated like lower than a rat. Yes, it certainly is worthwhile serving in the military as a mercenary for the Jew. It certainly is going to bring you success. And you can be proud of yourself. Think of all those nice little medals that you have. That and $3 will get you a cup of coffee. So the next threat is the pharmaceutical industry, which is run by Jews, just like all the rest of these on this list. They make tons and tons of money having pills. They make pills that make you sicker than the sickness that you already have symptoms of. So what they'll do is they may alleviate a couple of symptoms and bring you another 20 symptoms. Oh, yes, it's well worthwhile. What it is pharmakia. It's devil tree. That's what it is. Number 9 threat, the government itself is, they're the ones that comprise the list above. The number 1 threat is the government. I'm sorry to have to say this, you see, because I'm not really anti-government, although I want Yahweh's law back. We don't need to bring back the Constitution, because the Constitution is what led us to the place we're at right now. What we need to do is return to Yahweh's law. So we do not need a federal government. It has proven itself to be worthless. They can't even check out meat across the country. They can't even make sure that there's no fecal matter in the meat across the country. Everything that this government puts its hands to brings the touch of death. Do you understand that? And why is that? Look at the Pentagon. When you look at the Pentagon, they'll show it to you from the front. The flat side of the building will be towards you. If you extend the stars out, the arms of the stars from the Pentagon outward, you will have an upside-down star, which is the Goat of Mendes. We will find out in Manly P. Hall's book that this land, Ameruka, is known as the land of the plumed serpent. Who is the serpent, ladies and gentlemen? Why, it's the devil. And who are the kikels, the kikes? Now, I know you're saying, oh, that's a terrible word. I already explained this on my show now. Let's not go there. I'll review it for you. Kike means circle. Kikel. That's the Yiddish word. See, they don't speak Hebrew. They're not real. They're not Israelites. They speak Yiddish, which is a hybrid language for a hybrid people who are the serpent people, the Jews. Yiddish is not Hebrew. It has Hebrew elements, but it is not Hebrew. The word kikel, you see, they came in at Ellis Island. They couldn't read or write. And we asked them to sign with an X. They said that that X offended them because it reminded them of the cross of Jesus Christ. So they wished to sign with a circle. Therefore, they were called kikels, or eventually kikes. And the circle represents the Ouroboros serpent. These people, the Jews, have always been known as the serpent people. They've always identified themselves, whether it's in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, whether it's in the Bible, whether it's in organizations like Freemasonry. Wherever they are, they're known as the serpent people. They are the seed line that is against the Caucasian race, which is the seed line of Jacob. This was told to be this way. The wheat and the tares, Jacob and Esau, the serpent and the woman. The government is a liability. The government has overstepped its bounds. It's made a fool out of itself. That's all I have to say. And it's made a fool out of us worldwide. And we don't need it. Next threat. The military. I've already spoken about the military. You understand the aspect that they are bringing slavery to the world for the Jew. They don't care. They'll kill us, their own people. They will turn right around and blow us right away without any remorse at all. They'll pray to Jesus before they kill us too. That's how insane it all is. Number 11 threat. Science. Science is a threat, and I've shown you that science is the enemy of God for the most part. God knows about science. The angels that fell taught us about science. And it has caused a lot of problems. Science started in Rosicrucian, the Rosicrucian orders. Freemasonry is a science. They have used science to suck money out of us with black budgets. Like the space program, which they knew they couldn't go out there anyway, so they didn't go out there, but they pretended they were doing all this stuff so that they could suck monies out of us. Number 12 threat, and I could go on and on with this list, I'm telling you. The corporations. The corporations are owned by the Jews. Science, when you look at these scientists, a lot of them are Jews. You'll see the Jewish connection through every single one of this on this list. The corporations could make food that was healthy for us, but they will not. They have no plans on doing that. The Pepsi company is using baby fetus parts in their testing laboratories. Both Coke and Pepsi have been known that the what colors their Coke and Pepsi, the color it is, causes cancer. They don't have any remorse. They don't have any. They're not going to remove it. They wish to cause you cancer. You don't give a person 16 teaspoons of sugar or fake sugar and expect them to be healthy. Number 13 on the list, the ADL, SPL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and the Jewish Lobby. Self-explanatory, they are all a danger to all of us worldwide, but especially in America right now, especially to the seed of Jacob, the Caucasian race. Number 14, the Zionists. The Zionists. What they are is these Christians that believe the Jews are God's chosen people, people like John Hagee, etc., and the Orthodox rabbis who play the other side of the track. You know, what it is it's the Hegelian dialectic in operation. And these two fight each other. The Zionists love Israel, but the Orthodox rabbis don't agree with what's going on in Palestine, etc. It's just as they fight one another, they become closer and closer, and there is a synergy of both of them, they come together. Number 15, the blacks. The blacks are a threat to all nations in this world right now. They're threatening our economy. They're threatening our lives. They're threatening their own lives. They're threatening our infrastructure, etc., etc., etc. I've already spoken about number 16, which is the Islamic extremists, and I don't really need to say any more. Number 17, same as the blacks, illegal and legal immigrants. Absolutely a threat to our country, a threat to our tribes, a threat to our relationship with Yahweh, and on and on and on it goes. A threat to our race because of race mixing, and on it goes. I hope this is valuable to you, what I've presented here today, and I hope you do some serious thinking on it, whomever you may be. You've been listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James. Until next time, study to show thyself approved.